Christine Crook, you're taking a few to Tattersalls Park in Hobart on Sunday, where we're going to strike a heavy track. Chris, let's first of all talk about your first runner, which arrives in race two in number one, Free Shout. Had his debut, but was climbing all over them for a long way to the corner.
Yes, he'd won his trials before that race, and we expected him to go well. He did seem to get caught up in the ruck a little bit somewhere along the way, and probably needs a little bit more space for galloping than he found available for him during that day.
Well, he'll probably find that, because he's drawn out wide. He drew the inside on debut, but he's drawn 10, and David Perez will probably have to try and... If he got plenty of early speed, maybe he could just sit outside them?
I think that's what we'll attempt to do. In his trials, he did show early speed, but he's also a horse that's going to get a fair bit more ground. So we were, on his debut, a little bit reluctant just to drive him straight to the front and teach him maybe a trait that we didn't want to continue into all his races, which is just to go from the front. But by trying to steady him a little, it probably backfired, because when we needed to be able to accelerate, we couldn't, and we found he takes a little bit more time to get into his stride than originally we'd thought. So, yes, we'll probably ride him a little bit differently this time.
All right, race four, which is the Class 1 handicap over 1,100 metres, and you've got Go Riley Go, very impressive winning first up. Failed at his subsequent run, but there were excuses for that.
There were quite a lot of excuses, actually, Peter. He, in his very first ever run, he got kicked behind the barriers. He ran third on that occasion, but we found he had a problem. We think it might have arisen from the kick, but the rib at the back of his, the last rib, we feel might have been kicked and displaced slightly. We had a bit of trouble with that, and obviously we kept it in place for his first win, but he was very, very sore in the same spot again when he pulled up after his second run, and we think maybe that got in the way, and it's given us a little bit of trouble since then. Also, perhaps the very heavy tracks aren't suiting him. I know he is a blue gum, but his mother won on the dry, and I am a little bit concerned about the track for him.
All right. In race six, the Tristram Trophy, the 0 to 66. Well, North Lodge, he's just found a new lease on life now that he's been able to settle in his races, and Eddie Brennan, you've accredited his persistence in being able to sort that out with the horse. He won three starts back. He was just nutted on the line at his subsequent outing, and then last start in Launceston, it looked to me as if he might not have handled that track.
I don't think he liked it one bit. Eddie said he was uncomfortable from the go, and he just didn't have any petrol in the tank when it came to running on. He said he just didn't feel the horse stretched out at all. My only concern is now I'll be fronting him up over 2,100 3 weeks in a row. Not a good policy, not something that I would do by choice. However, if I don't start him now, I have to wait till the Devonport meeting, where there's an 1,800, which really isn't quite far enough for this horse. And also, obviously, given the amount of rain, we all are going to be keeping our fingers crossed we don't lose Devonport's first race meeting. Traditionally, we do. And if we miss that one, then he's going to have to go 10 weeks between races, because there's not another 2,100 in his class for 6 weeks. There's a couple of 0-68s, but they've been made benchmarks, and he might not get a run in them.
Okay, well, let's hope that he does handle the conditions and he does perform well. In race seven, which is the member sprint, the open sprint, 1,100 metres, well, Go Ali Go, she does love the wet, Chris, and, you know, her first up run was full of merit, and she'll strip a lot fitter here.
She certainly will, and yes, it was a much better run than a six that'll be beside her name will show. We were very happy with that run first up. We chose to go to Launceston first time. That track was very heavy that day, and it was first up. So saying, she loves a heavy track, but you do have to be fit for it, and every horse in that race was race fit and had been racing on a very heavy track, and also they were open company type horses. So yeah, we were very happy with her first run, and we think she will come out a bit fitter on Sunday.
It is a tough race.
It's a very strong field.
It's a strong race, and even with Conquering carrying 66.5, it's probably too big an ask for him. But your mare's well weighted at 53.5, and she is well performed on this track.
Probably be the first time in her life she's carried 53.5. Mm. And yes, she is well performed on that track. A lot will depend how the pace is early in that race, and we think that there will be pace on in that race, which is always good for a back runner. The harder they go in front, the easier it makes it for you to come over the top of them. If they sit in the early part of the race and then sprint at the end, that makes it that much harder. We can't change her style of running, which is she must come from the back and she must be allowed to settle and find her feet in the early part of the race. It's no good trying to think, oh, well, if they're going to go, you know, we need to be closer, because it just doesn't work with her.
Are you pleased with her fitness levels going into this race?
I am. On a very heavy track, we still might just need another run. But yes, I'm happy with her work and the way she's pulled up after the work we've done with her, yes.
Okay, well, Turbo Key, we know that Turbo Key's got speed to burn, and just sort of trying to find the right race for Turbo Key. Everyone thought that he would have been well beyond a Class 2 race at this part of his time of his career. But he has had some issues with tracks, and you've had to work through and manage this horse. What can we expect on Sunday if he does run?
That's a good question. We're not entirely sure ourselves. The first race up, he obviously found that very heavy track up there just too much for his fitness. We had trialled him twice. He'd won both trials down here, and I probably assumed he was further along the fitness track than he perhaps was. His next start, we expected him to certainly improve. He nearly got hit three times and nearly put through the running rail. And that, after that, he just took no part in the race whatsoever. It was a pretty dangerous episode, yep. And I just think the horse lost so much confidence by that, that we just don't quite know what to expect this time out.
We'll keep our fingers crossed.
I think we'll just go for the front and try to stay out of trouble. I certainly don't think the horse could cop another knocking like he got in that race. So.
Of the five you've accepted with, which would you give your best winning chance to?
That's fairly difficult. I probably would lean towards Free Shout.
Oh, so you do have an opinion of the horse, and that carries on from what we talked about at the track on debut. Chris, look, thanks for your time. Before we go, just one question. How is your good two-year-old from last season, Musqui? How is he progressing? What's happening with him, and when can we expect to see him back?
He's just come back into work. He's feeling very well, very happy with himself. He is being headed, obviously, towards the three-year-old cup. I don't believe he'll get Guineas distance or anything like that, so we'll be sticking to the sprints. And hopefully he'll have at least one run before the three-year-old cup.
Chris Crook, thanks for your time for this interview, and let's hope you have some success with any of the five runners, or maybe all of them, that you're taking to Tattersalls Park on Sunday.
Thanks very much, Pete.